And we're going to celebrate Holy Communion with these little cups. This all came about because of COVID, where we couldn't really come to the altar and participate in the meal that was prepared like we normally do, a meal at the altar. But the meaning and the importance of Holy Communion is the same, whether it's these little cups or if we kneel at the altar. When Jesus came into this world and he lived among everybody, and the disciples followed him, and they learned a lot about his teaching and different things. Jesus was Jewish. He was raised Jewish. He participated in all the Jewish festivals and all the Jewish things, including Hanukkah, the festival of lights. So him and his disciples gathered to celebrate the Passover meal in a little room. They call it the upper room. There really is a place there. Judy and I was blessed to be able to go up to the upper room where Jesus had that last meal with his disciples. And he instituted something special, something different, something that they did not expect. They thought that they were there celebrating being delivered out of bondage in Egypt, and they certainly were. But during that meal, he did something very unique. In your cup there, now these things are hard to get off sometimes, so if you don't get it done, don't feel unspiritual. He had taken the bread in his Jewish tradition, he had lifted it to heaven and gave thanks. O King of the universe, who brings forth the fruit of the wheat, bless this bread. And then he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples. He said, eat this. This will represent my broken body for the forgiveness of sins. Take and eat. And you notice they're very bland. They're very bland. But then he did something really cool. He took the cup. In the Passover meal, there are three cups, or four cups rather. The third cup is the cup of redemption. I like to call it the cup of salvation. And again, he took the cup and lifted it to heaven. O King of the universe, who brings forth the fruit of the vine, bless this cup. And then he said to them, this cup will represent the blood of the new covenant. Now they knew that sins could not be forgiven in the Jewish tradition without the shedding of blood. He said, I will shed my blood for the forgiveness of sin. Take to your comfort the love of God revealed to us in this simple meal of bread and wine. Thank you, Lord. So, as we participate in the Holy Communion, it's just a symbol to remind us that our sins have been forgiven, not only for what Christ has done for us on the cross, but when we do this little memorial thing called Holy Communion, it's just a reminder what Christ has done for us.